Put new duds in your washing machine. Finest duds you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
The new Duds brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips. You're very punctual, Maida.
I don't like to keep a doctor waiting. Time is very important, I know.
Yes, it is. But before you meet Dr. Hewitt, I'd like to tell you just a little bit about him.
All right.
He's a fairly young man, as psychologists go. He's definitely not a psychiatrist. He's made a study of children, child behavior. He has two youngsters of his own. I think he's one of the most competent men in the city. He's very matter-of-fact, Maida. And yet, he has great compassion and deep understanding. You can feel free to express your concern about Chucky.
Ross, I don't know how to thank you. As always, whenever I've needed help, you've really been more than a friend.
I think Dr. Hewitt is waiting for us.
You wouldn't admit it, Dr. Bowling, but as you walk with Maida down the corridor to have her meet Dr. Hewitt, you can't help but have a feeling of protectiveness for this woman who, for the first time, seems helpless. And you, Maida, you're hoping beyond hope that Dr. Hewitt will be able to guide you in helping Chucky. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white, white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Duds.
Yes, for white, white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Duds. Duds does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals, but my hands couldn't take it. So now I'm back to Duds. Duds gives me white, white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then use Duds next wash day and inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Duds can promise this because of the way Duds is made. Only Duds, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two modern detergents. Only Duds contains these quantities of rich, real soap, balanced with two modern detergents.
That's why Duds gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. That's truly why Duds does everything and does right by your hands. Get Duds today. You'll say it, too.
For white, white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Duds.
How long have you known Dr. Bowling, Mrs. White?
Oh, I should say perhaps 4 years. Why do you ask?
Oh, no reason, really. He's a very fine man. What we call a doctor's doctor.
Tell me, Dr. Hewitt, did Dr. Bowling go into any detail as to my problem?
No, he didn't. Other than to say that you thought you had a problem with your youngster.
Well, then you haven't any idea of my boy's background.
Of his background, yes. I have a fairly clear idea of the many ramifications, shall I say, of the situation that existed prior to your marriage to Mr. White.
You know, then, I wasn't married when I gave birth to Chucky.
Yes, I know. Tell me this. Has the child asked any questions regarding his foster parent?
Not for a very long time now, Doctor. I was, well, I guess you might say, frightened when Mr. and Mrs. Brandon returned Chucky to me. I didn't know whether he would ever forget his foster parents. But he made a very fine adjustment. I must give my husband most of the credit for that adjustment.
Oh? In what way?
When Chucky was only 3 years old, that was before Mr. White and I were married, he made it very clear to the boy that I was his mother. That Charlotte and Ray were friends of mine who had taken care of him until I was able to.
Well, do you feel in your own mind that Chucky really accepted Mr. White's explanation?
I think he did. But I suppose one can't be too sure.
Has he ever referred to the Brandons as his father and mother?
No.
Has he seen them since he left their home?
Yes.
Recently?
Quite recently. Although my husband has put his foot down on Chucky ever seeing them again.
Yes, I think that's a wise decision. Well, for the time being, we'll accept the fact that Chucky has made a complete adjustment emotionally. Now then, what trouble, Mrs. White, are you having with the boy at the present time?
I don't think I could term it trouble. It's rather difficult to put into words, to make anyone understand just how I feel. My fears.
Well, you might at least try.
I'd first have to explain my husband to you. He is, in his own way, deeply attached to Chucky. Dr. Hewitt, I'm going to be very frank. I don't believe my husband and I would be married today if it weren't for Chucky.
I see.
Mr. White is, I suppose you might say, a perfectionist. He was born and reared in England. His own mother and father were divorced when he was rather young. His father never remarried. Ted went away to school at an early age, as many British children do. Until fairly recently, my husband believed that his mother had rejected him. But then he learned that his mother really loved him, wanted him with her. That his father was given his custody and kept him from seeing his mother.
That's interesting.
Well, I'm only telling you this because I feel so much of what Ted is today is the result of what happened to him in his youth. Perhaps I'm wrong. Perhaps he is what he is, regardless.
He's an advertising executive, isn't he?
Yes, he deals mostly with talent. He's been exceptionally successful in molding people. And I have the feeling that he's trying to put Chucky into a mold that's very foreign to the boy's makeup.
Well, just what do you mean by that?
My son is not a very affectionate child.
Many boys aren't demonstrative.
It isn't a matter of being demonstrative. He just doesn't seem to have any affection. He doesn't seem to want any.
He must be a fairly independent young man.
No, I don't think he is. I think he's a very insecure child. Because he's a bundle of fears and conflicts. He wants so much to live up to what his father expects of him.
What does his father expect of him?
The impossible.
And what is the impossible, Mrs. White?
My husband wants to develop strength in Chucky. He won't permit him to give in to anything that he believes is a weakness. Dr. Hewitt, Chucky's afraid of any physical hurt, and yet Mr. White will expose him time and again to that which the child fears most. Of course, I don't know what's going on in Chucky's mind at the moment. But his father insists on his taking boxing lessons.
And the boy doesn't want to?
No. And he's afraid of the water.
Well, that too is a normal reaction. With a good instructor, that fear can be overcome without force.
My husband is my son's instructor. In everything.
Oh. Well, you know, Mrs. White, there are some children who, within their own makeup, are not fitted for the usual physical activities of many boys. Their inclinations, aptitudes, might run along different lines.
I think I've tried to explain that to my husband, but I haven't been very successful.
Well, to give only an offhand opinion, Mrs. White, I would be inclined to believe there isn't a thing wrong with the boy. that the trouble lies with the parents, which is all too often the case.
Dr. Hewitt, I know all I've told you sounds a bit unbelievable.
No, not at all.
But I would like you to see Chucky, so that you can form your own conclusions.
I'm not interested in seeing Chucky at the moment, but I would be very interested in talking with your husband.
I don't think that would be possible.
Why not? Surely he must be interested in the happiness of his son. What does he want to do? Unless, of course, he has an idea of creating a physical giant of this youngster. He's interested only in his physical achievements.
Well, that's something I can't answer.
Why don't you have your husband stop by the hospital? I'd be only too glad to talk with him. I'd like to hear his side of the story.
You think I might be exaggerating?
Well, Mrs. White, I've found that mothers are sometimes very protective where their sons are concerned, and that's only natural, normal. I find many times when I talk with a father, I get an entirely different picture.
And in that case?
Oh, I'm more or less prone to consider both stories and try to find a middle point from which to work.
Is that all you can tell me at this time?
I'm afraid so, Mrs. White. It's most important that I talk with your husband before I see the child.
Well, I can't promise anything. But I'll do my best to see that Mr. White makes an appointment to see you.
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Dove.
White washes without red hands.
Yes, Dove gives you white washes without red hands.
Have you noticed a difference in your hands after using those no-rinse chemicals? Then see why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Just accept this challenge.
Change to Dove next wash day. Then inspect your clothes carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness? Such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors. Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Dove can promise this because of the way Dove is made. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two modern detergents. That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. So for white washes without red hands, get Dove today.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.
The name of Dr. Hewitt, child psychologist, is the reason for a heated argument between Meta and Ted. In the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Dove.
Put new Dove in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.